Hey, it's Randy Miles. I'm on the phone with Manta Musa, which means it's Take Control Tuesday. And Manta, one of the things that I am happy about is I have a great family. We work together overcoming obstacles, and we work together on the fun days as well. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, for most people, when you talk about your safety net, family is included in that. I mean, if things get really hard, we will appeal to our families, and many members of our family want to know if we're in those kind of situations. So since family is part of the safety net, let's talk about how to treat your family as part of your safety net. This isn't your total relationship with your family, but something to consider.
Right.
We're talking about family defined in the broadest possible terms. So whatever you consider your family to be, that's what we're talking about. The first tip we have is make sure you treat your family right over the long term.
Right.
You can't treat people bad and then reach out to them. The relationship must be reciprocal. The money has to flow and the help has to be able to flow both ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all in different seasons in our life, so be sure it's reciprocal. It's not all one way. The next one is make sure you will go to your family as the last resort in the emergency, not the first resort.
Amen.
Your family's not your first option. You should only go to them when all else is not worked out. The next one is be prepared to make a full disclosure of your financial situation, income, expenses, and savings.
Mm.
Come on, ask somebody for money. They may ask you some questions back about what you're doing with the money you got, and you need to be prepared to do that, and that's just what can happen.
Right.
The next thing is be flexible in the type of help provided and accepted. So you may have some money coming in. You're coming up $300 a month short. You ask them for $300. Well, they might not be able to give you $300, but they might be able to give you a month's worth of food or something.
Hmm.
You know, there's different ways people can help you out. So be flexible and find out. And once again, on family, last in, first out. Okay? The last people you ask and the first people you pay back.
That's right.
And the final one is be mindful of generational diversity in your family. Your grandparents, your parents, and you and your kids all look at money differently.
Yeah.
So be mindful of that. So those are the tips on how to treat your family as part of your safety net, because they are.
Ooh, baby, that's a good one. And you have all kinds of great tips and things that we can find on your website and also social media.
Absolutely. You can find us at moneysmartlife.org and also on Facebook at moneysmartlife.org.
Well, thank you so much, Manta. That was great.
Thank you.